I don't want to talk about the psychological torture that represented all the years to come. We will get there. Neither the sweat on my hands was in line with the cold outside, nor the hammering in my chest with anything I had experienced before. The house was in complete silence. I thought about going to my parents' room, but I felt I was too big for that. After a few minutes, the galloping in my chest had reduced to a slight trot, and although it took me hours to get back to sleep, at least that night I had no nightmares. I remember the next day, Thursday, Mom asked me why I was so off, and I didn't want to tell her that I had hardly slept. That night the festival of nightmares began, which would extend until Christmas Day when it would reach its climax. Many nights it was a double feature, some even triple. I woke up screaming, drenched in sweat in the middle of the night. My mother was already on the edge of my bed. She hugged me and assured me that everything would be fine, that it had been a bad dream. I didn't want to tell her that in what she called a bad dream, I stood barefoot on her bed, my feet up to my ankles in a pool of blood, which was no less than her blood and my father's, and that I had in my hand the knife with which he had carved the turkey at Thanksgiving. That they lay on the bed cut into pieces, while the knife dripped down thick blood that produced a dreary plop with every drop that fed the puddle. I didn't do it for obvious reasons, but I felt very guilty when she, seeing my face, felt sorry, took me in her arms, and carried me to her room, where I spent the rest of the night. The next night, I was so scared I didn't sleep a wink. In a way, I knew that as soon as I did, the nightmare would resume. But 48 hours later, I fell exhausted as soon as my father, who was in charge of wishing me good night, turned off the light. The second day's screening was even more grotesque than the debut. In that one, having the same ending as the first and all that followed, I saw clearly how I wielded the murderous knife, carried by a force that at that moment I didn't recognize, but that in time I would end up calling that, as it did not deserve another name. That which wasn't a person, not an animal, or a thing. It was like a mist. But not the mist of dawn, but rather a black mist of unknown origin that took ghastly shapes. Shapes that could be nothing other than killer shapes that guided me through those dreams. I began to pee myself in bed. Something I had left behind long ago. But the fear. The fear called for it, and even more. I still remember it today, and I justify it. At first, I tried to disguise it as best I could, but not a day had passed when Mom found out. At least I hadn't woken her up again with my screams. She gave me all her love and understanding, but in her eyes there was a hint of reproach when she saw the wet sheets in the morning. Days passed by until one night, I think it was around the 20th, the dream was so vivid, with that wrapping the hand that held the knife, I woke up screaming, terrified, soaked head to toe, shaking. On that occasion, I remember that they both came to my room and calmed me down. I saw